T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to ask you a question. I've got, a threesome of threesomes.
Okay.
I want to ask you, which one of these threesomes do you trust the most? I mean, kind of, yeah. Not when I tell you who they are.
Okay.
And these are the guys who right now, for me, are the three starting pitchers in the playoffs.
All right.
And you can change them if you want.
Uh-huh.
But for me, if the playoffs started today,
all right,
these would be my three.
Okay.
Keuchel.
Okay.
Soroka.
Okay.
Folty.
In that order?
In that order. That's what I would do.
Okay. I'll take those three.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Soroka first.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Soroka.
But the three remain the same.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go with Soroka first.
So we're good on that that premise of threesomes.
Yes.
This threesome with the bullpen, with Chris Martin, with Shane Green, and with Mark Melancon.
Yes.
Damn
it. Yes. Yes.
Back end of the bullpen, setup guy, two setup guys, and your closer.
Yes.
And then the outfield, because the outfield right now to me is a little bit intriguing.
Okay.
With Acuna, you know, Nick Markakis, you know, mm-hmm. and then Joyce. Joyce right. is going to be out there.
Right.
Which one of those groups of three, threesomes, do you trust the most with the playoffs approaching?
The outfield.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even with Nick Markakis just having a couple of games under his belt, you're not worried about Cakes.
Cakes put me over the top, man.
Okay.
Cakes put me over the top.
And then Matt Joyce, who's been very good
lately,
doesn't have a ton of playoff experience in his life.
Well, neither does Ronald Acuna or anybody else.
Okay.
For that fact, here's my thing with the three pitchers. I trust them, but I don't trust them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're good, but I don't trust them. Because look at this. If you look at the National League and the whole playoff picture, and especially the team that you know you got to go and get, who do you trust more? You trust their threesome, right? Out there in L.A.
Yeah, I do.
At the back end of their bullpen, who do you trust more, theirs or ours?
I don't know.
Jansen is that dude now.
He is, but he's also been up and down this season. You can get to Kenley Jansen sometimes.
Their outfield.
Not to say that you can't get to Mark Melancon sometimes,
their outfield too. Versus our outfield.
Yeah, it's a pretty good outfield.
Exactly.
It's a pretty good outfield.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just go with what I know. I don't know. I mean, as great as Mike Soroka's been and DK and Folty seems like he's coming around, I just don't. I gotta have faith because it's my squad. So I gotta have faith in them. I just don't know.
And so I guess the other way to look at it would be which one of them makes you the most concerned as the playoffs approach. And I would agree with you 100% in that aspect.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They've been great. Mike Soroka's been great.
And I think I want to see him pitch in the playoffs. I can't wait. I can't wait to see a 21-year-old Mike Soroka out there against whoever it is that the Braves end up getting in the first round of the playoffs and see what he looks like. Because here's the good news. Mike Soroka is going to get a start in the postseason before they play, if they end up playing the Dodgers, before they play the Dodgers.
Right.
So he'll have at least something under his belt, whoever it is that they end up playing, before they get to that point. We've been anticipating this and talking about this, and hopefully it actually comes to fruition. The Braves still have to win a playoff series in order for that to happen.
Right.
We've been looking ahead to the Dodgers since, like, June.
Yeah.
The Dodgers and Braves, is it a burgeoning rivalry, all of these sorts of things, because they played each other in the playoffs last year. Both these teams are young for the most part. Their core, especially in terms of position players, are young and could be matched up against each other for years to come.
Right.
And Cody Bellinger and Ronald Acuna, who knows, maybe that becomes something that gets talked about for the next decade or so. We've been looking at those guys and sort of measuring ourselves up against those guys for a lot of the season, and the place where the Braves come up short has been the same throughout the entire season. Mm-hmm. It's that top end of the starting rotation.
I mean,
and whether or not you think those guys in a 7-game series are going to be able to do enough from a starting pitching perspective to beat the Dodgers in a series.
Well, the thing with the Dodgers, I put their threesome against anybody.
Pretty much.
The Braves, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put those guys against anybody in the league, national, American, don't matter. Our starting three, I don't know. That's my only issue, and I'm not saying that because they probably will get the job done because we've been saying it all year about them. We don't know, and they just keep getting the job done over and over again, but you just don't know. I know Dallas Keuchel, he's a known commodity in the playoffs. He's been there, done that, and all that. We don't know about Mike Soroka, but the thing about it is you got to learn, right? I mean, you got to learn somehow. You got to get out there and go for it, but, I mean, as good as Folty has looked, we sure he going to stay that way? I mean, the thing about Max Fried is that's why you saw his last start. That's why we say, but Max Fried, maybe Max Fried, that kind of thing. Now, he has that noise that our guy Paul Berg talks about coming out the bullpen. He's been there before. He knows how to get it done as far as if something does go wrong with a fault or if DK isn't as perfect as we think he has to be in order for him to be an effective pitcher. You got a guy like Max Fried can come in here and give you a long relief type thing to get to those three guys in the back. Don't know.
I did an interview on a radio show, I think it was Friday, mm-hmm. where they were asking me about Ronald Acuna and asking me about the Braves' playoff chances and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I said a lot of the stuff you just said. So I feel great about this. I feel great about that. Can't wait to see Acuna as a star in the playoffs and all that stuff. But I still have got question marks about those starting pitchers. And he said, yeah, but you guys had the best starting rotation in baseball for 15 years with Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine.
Right.
And one
World Series. One.
So, there's no guarantee that just because you have those three guys.
Without a doubt.
Like again, I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah,
that way.
Because
that's actually a great point.
Because you remember last week when the Dodgers clinched and it was like that golf dry clap? Because they know.
Sure.
We knew we were gonna win the West. We knew that. What does it matter, bro? We gotta get it done in the postseason. And I mean, that's their whole motto. That's their thing. And because of last year, the Braves ain't just happy to be here. I think last year in the playoff, they were just happy to be there.
Yeah.
They ain't happy to be there this year. They want it.
And rightfully so.
They go get it.
They've been excellent all year long. Still a chance to win 100 games, by the way. Magic number is 3. They could clinch that tomorrow. Hopefully they do. Then maybe get a couple guys rest before the playoffs get here. They're in great shape, though. Can't wait to see what October looks like with all these young stars that the Braves have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.